This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Bob Rogers. He's the infrastructure team leader for Winning Communities. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob, our topic of conversation today is the Standard Edition Revitalization Program, I guess we could say, but it's all got to do with the Standard Edition here in the city of Carlinville. And we're going to let you talk about how this idea got started, or maybe just why it got started. Just give us a little background.
Sure. Well, the city of Carlinville came to Winning Communities meeting along with their consultant that is implementing or drafting the tax increment financing district for the city of Carlinville, and asked if Winning Communities would take the lead in presenting the idea to the residents in the Standard Edition, and with the focus on the Sears homes that are up there.
The focus, as you say, focus on the Sears homes, but what is it that we're trying to accomplish there? What do you hope that will happen with these, you're having meetings and with all the focus that's going on?
Sure. Well, we hope to bring the community together up there, that small neighborhood, as well as the whole community of Carlinville, but start with that neighborhood up there, and in an effort to bring them together, find out what they would like to see done in the neighborhood to for the betterment of the neighborhood, as well as revitalize the neighborhood, bring it back to the glory it used to be.
And it's partially because of historical significance to the Standard Edition, with being Sears homes and things like that, sort of trying to get back some of that feel too?
Oh, certainly, yes. I understand from city officials and just citizens that there are people daily come to this town daily asking about where the Sears homes are so that they could go up there and tour it. And they do tour that neighborhood now, but it's limited to just one, maybe two streets and only one house. And we're trying to bring back the more the historical significance for the neighborhood as a whole.
Now, what are some of the issues you, as we said, alluded to? You've had two meetings since you began this project. What are some of the issues you're doing, or some of the things you're looking at that hopefully will eventually lead towards revitalization of the Standard Edition?
Well, it's getting legs. It's a slow process. It takes a lot of time and effort to do it correctly, which is what we're trying to do the first time around. And what we've done, like you said, we've had two group meetings. And as a result of the second meeting, we identified a small core group of volunteers who are willing to meet weekly. The group meetings have been monthly. We've met with this small core group on a weekly basis three times. And this core group is working on creating a neighborhood association for that community, and bylaws in which to operate by. We'll eventually get to where we nominate, and then the neighborhood up there, the residents and any of the property owners of that neighborhood, will eventually elect a board of directors as well as officers and conduct regular business as a neighborhood association.
Now, you brought up the point about homeowners and also residents. Now, I know from the other two meetings, there's people who have interest that don't live in the Standard Edition anymore, but maybe they still own property there and things like that. So this is sort of with anybody who has any type of association with that area, correct?
Oh, certainly. And we even have folks that are coming to the meeting that used to live there and no longer do, but still have a vested interest, at least through their own childhood memories of growing up there. And so we've identified people that have grown up there and no longer live there, no longer own property, but are still interested. But our core group, or I say core, but the main people we're looking at are the people that live there, own property and live there, as well as landlords and tenants. We want all of them represented in this association.
When you talk about a neighborhood association, what would or what is the hope that the association will do? What things will they look at, or what will they actually ponder or delegate, or whatever the responsibility may be?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know that I can answer it. I guess my thought is, and I am new to this process myself, but I think they're going to be the ones that hopefully gather up the information. What does a community want to see happen? the community as a whole brings it to the board of directors, and the board of directors votes on whether this, you know, whether it's a viable activity. We've heard mention everything from infrastructure, the storm sewers, the streets, sidewalks, lighting, as well as the historical significance. Parking is an issue. Security, that's our intent, for them to bring together all the ideas, all the wishes that the community up there wants, and makes it come to fruition.
Well, the city of Carlinville has a part in this as well, and there has already been the talk of a TIF district. TIF district meaning that the standard edition would be part of a TIF district, which means at some point, which is also a long process, they could be helped as far as some kind of tax situation later.
That's the whole gist behind this exercise, from what I understand, is that, yes, the city of Carlinville is implementing a tax increment financing district that's going to include the standard edition. It'll go all the way down North Broad and out West Main to the high school, so it's fairly large, but it will include the standard edition, and anybody in the TIF district will be able to access the funds that are generated by that process.
And that is the thing. It takes a very long while to generate funds, so it isn't nothing that will happen immediately, but it's at least set that it will be that way.
Sure, yeah. It's a 23-year-long process is how long it'll be in place, but from what I've been told, that there is mechanisms to access funds ahead of time, whether it's through the sale of bonds, or I'm not sure, but there is. If there's no money there initially, there are still methods to get money to do projects.
You have coming up on August 28th a third meeting, and before we started the interview, you said this one's sort of important because here's where, I guess, real guidelines will be set and things will be set up.
Certainly. Yeah, they're certainly all important, but this next meeting on August 28th is going to be where nominees are presented for the board of directors. There's going to be, at least right now, we're suggesting a 12-member board of directors, and on the 28th, we will nominate people for the board of directors, and then the following meeting, a month later, which I think is September 25th, it'll be the fourth Thursday is what we're shooting for. That's where the actual board will be elected. There'll be some sort of election process. And anyone that lives in the standard edition and is over 18 and attends the meeting is guaranteed a vote.
This neighborhood association, once it's set up and the votes have been taken, what will winning communities part be then? Is it sort of ex facto, or what happens once you do set up this organization within Standard Edition?
I think the hope is that winning communities slowly backs away and lets this board take over, and that's the way it's headed. Winning communities is a non-for-profit 501c3 organization, so we have no idea what the neighborhood association will go or will try to become as far as any sort of non-for-profit, or whether they'll operate under winning communities. That's yet to be determined, but until that decision is made, they'll operate under winning communities. But a lot of the activities, the decisions, and well, certainly all the decisions will be turned over to the board of directors.
Does winning communities then, as you say, sort of back away? Will you have another project as far as the organization Winning Communities that you'll start working on, or how does that go?
Well, that's a good question. The Winning Communities has a lot of organizations. I know they recently set up an arts council, and that's taking off and doing great. There's a lot of projects that have been talked about, so certainly there'll be other things, but I think Winning Communities will always have a small role, if anything, with the Neighborhood Association and the Standard Edition and the Sears Homes up there, as we understand that it's such a huge asset, not only for the city of Carlinville, but the state of Illinois and the nation.
And once again, before we come into the program, the time, place, and I guess you want as many people associated with the Standard Edition as possible to come to that August 28th meeting?
Yes, the meeting's August 28th at 6:30. It's out at the U of I Extension office at the Carlinville Plaza, and anybody and everybody is welcome to attend. We'd like to see a packed house.
Bob Rogers, thanks for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you, Rick. And before we end, I'd like to thank the University of Illinois Extension Office, as well as the City of Carlinville, the Standard Edition property owners, and Rich Oswald.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.